The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
As the month of December arrives on the calendar, so do the trees, the decorations, the gifts, the carols, the special church services and masses, and all the other trappings of Christmas. On the commonly accepted Christian calendar, few occasions are more cherished and more highly anticipated than the Christmas season. Children are given Advent calendars, families go shopping for friends and neighbors, and children begin fantasizing about what goodies Santa Claus might bring them. Those things said, the question we're going to ask today may seem to many to be a ridiculous question. Nonsensical. Crazy, even. But it is a question for which most of the Christian world has the wrong answer. Is Christmas Christian? If you have the courage to ask that question, and even more, to answer it, then today's Tomorrow's World telecast is just for you. Stay tuned. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. Whether you're one of our regular worldwide viewers or you've just stumbled onto us, we're glad to have you. Now, the title of our program may seem an odd one today. Is Christmas Christian? I mean, after all, simply look at the name. Christmas. It has Christ right there at the beginning of the word. And yet, it is an important question. In addition to the exploration that you and I will do together on today's program, we'll also send you a brand new study guide we have never offered on television before that will go into this topic in explicit detail that we could never completely cover in such a short program as ours. You'll want to watch the screen for the contact information that will appear to get your free copy. Now, perhaps here at the beginning of the program, I should stress some questions we're not asking today. For instance, I'm not asking if Christmas is fun. While the intensity of shopping for gifts and presents is incredibly stressful for many all over the world, Christmas is certainly one of the most enjoyable times of the year. I'm also not asking whether our Christmas songs or traditions or customs or carols are beautiful and inspirational. Frankly, some of the most beautiful music of Western civilization has been inspired by the sentiment of the Christmas season. And while some customs associated with Christmas are nauseatingly materialistic, many give of themselves selflessly during the Christmas season. And many personal and family traditions enjoyed during those days create some of the happiest memories some people have. I'm not asking any of that. I'm asking a very simple question. Is Christmas Christian? Does it come from the religion, beliefs, and teachings of Jesus Christ? Should keeping Christmas be part of the faith and practice of those who claim to follow Jesus Christ? What would Jesus command us concerning Christmas? Would he encourage it or discourage it? Would he command its observance or would he condemn it? Would he himself keep it or ignore it? Is Christmas Christian? It may be hard to believe it, but this question has the power to change your life. And whether you or I like the answer or not, there is an answer. Let's find that answer together. How do we approach it? How do we approach answering the question, is Christmas Christian? Well, let's start by asking where Christmas comes from. Christmas traditions differ from place to place. But for many of our viewers, there are a number of common experiences. Many of you will have memories of decorating a Christmas tree, or perhaps burning a Yule log, and hanging holly and strategically placing some mistletoe, gathering together as a family or with friends and exchanging gifts. You know, it may surprise you to know that all of these customs come directly from pre-Christian pagan religions and worship practices. Now, this isn't a debated question at all. It's a fact of history. Even mainstream Christians don't dispute the origins of Christmas practices. And popular conservative Christians, such as Dr. James Dobson and Dr. R.C. Sproul, readily admit that. You don't need to take my word for that. Any encyclopedia or historical resource of repute will confirm that fact. For instance, consider this brief summary of the origins of Christmas from the widely respected Christian source, Erdmann's Handbook to the History of Christianity. The Christian Church took over many pagan ideas and images. From sun worship, for example, came the celebration of Christ's birth on the 25th of December, the birthday of the sun. Saturnalia, the Roman winter festival of the 17th to the 21st of December, provided the merriment, gift-giving, and candles typical of later Christmas holidays. Some pagan customs were later Christianized. For example, the use of candles, incense, and garlands were at first avoided by the church because they symbolized paganism. In his famous work, A Classical Dictionary, scholar John Limpriere summarized some of the ancient pre-Christian practices of the pagan holiday Saturnalia. The celebration was remarkable for the liberty which universally prevailed. The slaves were permitted to ridicule their masters. It was usual for friends to make presents one to another. All animosity ceased. No criminals were executed. Schools were shut. War was never declared. But all was mirth, riot, and debauchery. Does any of that sound familiar? Sure, many of the practices and customs of Christmas that come from pagan origins have had their original meanings changed so they sound more Christian. For instance, I've heard preachers compare pagan wreaths of holly to the crown of thorns Christ wore at his crucifixion. But all of that was added later, and none of it changes where it came from. And if we're going to answer today's question honestly before God, the question, is Christmas Christian, then we have to be willing to be unafraid of the facts. The dates, the practices, the customs, virtually the entire package we know of as Christmas was imported into Christianity from pagan customs rooted in sun worship in the winter and the Roman Saturnalia. Again, no one seriously disputes this. The real question is, does that make Christmas unchristian? And how would we know? We'll begin to address that part of the question in our next segment. But before we go any further, let me give you a quick opportunity to request our free booklet today, Is Christmas Christian? We have never before offered this booklet to the public. It is brand new, thoroughly researched, and filled with facts and scriptures laid out for you clearly so you can study this topic for yourself. Our work is completely supported by thousands of people across the globe who've studied these things for themselves, found them to be true and life-changing, and we long to get this into as many hands as possible. Don't let others tell you what they think about this question. Answer it for yourself. Just call right or click right now to get your own copy of Is Christmas Christian?
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. Today we're asking the question, is Christmas Christian? There are so many things that we take for granted in our lives just because they seem so obvious. In this case, how could Christmas not be Christian? We've already taken a look at the origins of Christmas and its celebrations, and those origins are thoroughly pagan and pre-Christian, coming from religions and superstitions that have nothing to do with Christianity. Evergreen trees and holly, mistletoe, giving of gifts, even the date, all of it comes from pagan sources outside of Christianity. And even respected Christian authorities agree with that. The history can't be denied. Still, does that mean Christmas itself is not Christian? It seems to me the best way to start is to address a more basic question. How do we know if anything is Christian? What makes something Christian or not Christian to begin with? Is there an objective standard about what is Christian and what isn't? Now, that might seem like a hard question, but it isn't. The name Christian comes from the very name of the very founder of Christianity, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. People who call themselves Christians are claiming to be followers of the teachings and example of Jesus Christ. If something's going to be declared Christian, it must agree with the teachings, statements, and example and commands of the very founder of the religion whose name that faith bears, Jesus Christ. It's obvious, isn't it? Something is Christian if it matches the teachings and practice of Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity. Something is not Christian if it doesn't. So if we want to know whether or not Christmas is Christian, then we'll want to examine the teachings and commands of Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity. What did he have to say that would relate to keeping Christmas? Actually, he had plenty. But we'll get to specific verses that relate in a few moments. But let's lay some important groundwork first. Notice, to be a Christian means to put the words of Jesus Christ to work and action in your life. You don't have to believe me about that. In fact, don't believe me about that. Believe your Bible. Jesus Christ makes this point multiple times in God's Word. Let's look at what he says in Luke 6 and verse 46. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Similarly, he says in Matthew 7, verses 22 and 23, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. We see here that Jesus clearly does not accept those who call him Lord, but who do not follow and act on his teachings, and who ignore God's laws and practice lawlessness. Even if you are a miracle worker, Jesus said that if you're ignoring the practicing of his teachings and God's law, and you practice lawlessness, he will cast you aside and declare that he never knew you. Frankly, a lot of television preachers need to read Jesus' message. That Jesus loved God's laws should be no surprise to anyone who has studied his teachings. When a young man came to Jesus and asked what he must do to inherit eternal life, Jesus answered him, but if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. In fact, actually doing what Jesus commands is so important to being a Christian that the Apostle John, one of the original 12 apostles, wrote in 1 John 2 and verses 3 and 4, now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now that's strong. Jesus says through his apostle that if we don't seek to follow his commandments and teachings, we don't even know who Jesus Christ is. And if we say that we do, God's word calls us a liar. If Christmas is going to be Christian, it'll have to pass the test of whether or not we can keep it while obeying the commands and teachings of Jesus Christ and God's Word. We'll look at that in the next part of our program. But before we continue, I want to give you another brief opportunity to get your copy of our brand new booklet, Is Christmas Christian? We have never offered this booklet to our viewers before, and it's hot off the presses. There's a great deal of controversy surrounding the celebration of Christmas, even within the Christian churches of the world. This booklet doesn't just tell you the answer. It gives you the facts and the scriptures so that you can decide for yourself. I've known many people who have studied the same material that we've collected for you in this one source, and they have found their entire lives energized and their walk with Jesus Christ become more dynamic than it had ever been before. If you desire a closer walk with Christ and to know Him better, then you need this booklet, and it was written with you in mind. Simply call us at the number on your screen, write us, or visit us at tomorrowsworld.org. No one will ask you for a donation of any kind, and there really are no obligations or strings attached in any way. Just call, write, or click for your copy today.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Welcome back. Now we come to the crux of the question. We've looked at the origins of Christmas, and they do not come from Christianity. They come from pagan religions and worship practices that long predate Christianity. None of that is in dispute. And we've talked about the teachings of Jesus Christ, the way of life He commanded, the unity of belief and practice He taught, and how He teaches that if we claim to be His followers and Christians, and we ignore what He teaches, we'd be liars and hypocrites, and it would mean that He will tell us that He never knew us. So to answer our question, is Christmas Christian, we simply have to ascertain how Jesus' teachings apply to Christmas. We have to figure out the answer, in this case, concerning Christmas, to the popular question, what would Jesus do? And thankfully, we don't have to guess. The Bible makes that answer remarkably clear in many passages. For instance, speaking of pagan peoples and pagan traditions and customs, God commanded ancient Israel very clearly in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 30. Do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. God makes it plain that we should not even worship the true God in pagan ways. Some often try to say that it's okay to use pagan means and symbols and days as long as you're worshiping the true God with those things. But God says otherwise. Consider another example in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, and verse 2. Do not learn the way of the Gentiles. And by Gentiles here, God means those pagan nations outside of Israel. And God can't be any plainer. He does not want His people worshiping Him using pagan ways. But actually, the passage in Jeremiah 10 goes further and describes one specific example of a pagan practice He's condemning. And it should sound familiar. Begin reading in verse 3. For the customs of the peoples are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. How many people do this with an evergreen tree every Christmas? Bring it in their home, stand it up, decorate it with silver and gold. God says He doesn't care if you call it an idol or not. Instead, He simply says, do not worship Me in that way. We can make our excuses, but the Bible makes it clear that God has heard those excuses before and doesn't agree with them. Now still, that's the Old Testament, right? We're asking if Christmas is Christian, and maybe Jesus Christ changed things. Maybe He said that it's okay to put God's commands aside for traditions that we believe are okay, to worship with the traditions that we want. And yet we've already answered that, really, haven't we? Jesus loved the laws of God and honored them, commanding all who follow him to do likewise. Look at Mark chapter 7, where Christ confronted religious leaders who themselves were ignoring God's laws for the sake of their own worship traditions. He answered and said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men. All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition." To observe Christmas, the tree, the gifts, even the date itself, you would have to lay aside the commandment of God to hold your tradition. You would have to reject that commandment of God to keep that tradition. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the very founder of Christianity, condemns doing that in no uncertain terms. Our question today is very simply answered. No, Christmas is not Christian. If we ignore the teachings of Christ to keep Christmas anyway, Jesus' words come back to us across 2,000 years to challenge us. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? It's actually amazingly clear. If Jesus were on earth today, when his heavenly Father commands him not to use pagan customs to worship him, would Jesus Christ himself keep Christmas? Anyone willing to be honest with the Bible would have to say, no, he would not. Jesus Christ did not put his name on Christmas. Men did. But Jesus Christ and his followers hold themselves responsible to a higher authority than the traditions of men. That's what it means to be a Christian. And Christmas is not Christian. We'll come back in a moment, but first let me give you one last opportunity before it's gone to get your own copy of our never-before-offered booklet, Is Christmas Christian? As always, our materials are completely free with no strings attached. The only thing you have to lose in getting this information is the burden you never realized was hindering your deeper walk with God. Discover the surprising and beautiful truth that has revolutionized thousands of lives and revitalized relationships with God and the living Jesus Christ all over the world. Get your copy of Is Christmas Christian today.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. We began today's program with what might have seemed like a strange question. Is Christmas Christian? The answer is irrefutable. It may be wonderful and a good time. We may enjoy it. It may be a long-standing family tradition. We may be sincere in trying to please God with our good intentions. But beyond all doubt, Christmas is not a Christian celebration, according to the words and teachings of the founder of Christianity himself, Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus' teachings condemn its celebration and the celebration of all such holidays with roots in pagan customs and worship practices, and he forbids his followers from keeping them. Now, I know this may be difficult for some of you to hear. It was for me when I first heard it. Does it make a difference if Christmas is not Christian? Well, if Jesus Christ means nothing to you, then no, it doesn't. If God doesn't exist, or if Jesus was just some teacher 2,000 years ago whose ideas can be agreed with or ignored, like you would just agree with or ignore any man's, then no, it doesn't matter at all. But if you desire to be a Christian, an actual living, breathing follower of Jesus Christ, then it absolutely does matter. If you believe Jesus Christ is still alive, that he was resurrected from the dead, and that he longs to live his life in you today, then it absolutely does matter. If you or I care about what God wants in our lives and what he thinks about our choices and practices, then it absolutely does matter. And if it means we want to be Christians who practice our faith with pure hearts and without hypocrisy, seeking to please Jesus in our service and practice and not ourselves and not other people, then it absolutely does matter. In the book of John, chapter 4, Jesus' words to a Samaritan woman by a well are recorded for us, and they are crucial for our topic today. She queried him on her people's practices for worshiping God, which differed in key ways from what God commanded in the Bible. Was her good intention enough to please God? What did Jesus say? We can read it starting in verse 22. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God wants more than good intentions. The hour now is when he is seeking those who will worship him, not just in spirit, but in spirit and in truth. Will you be such a one? We've given you the truth, but you have to decide from here. Thanks for watching. I hope you'll take advantage of our offer and get your own copy of the free booklet, Is Christmas Christian, so you can study this topic carefully for yourself. It has the potential to radically empower your relationship with God and with Jesus Christ. And I hope you'll come back next week. We plan on being right here waiting for you with the truths that others fear to tell you about the coming kingdom of God and the prophecies of tomorrow's world. Until then, please pray for us as we pray for you. Take care.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.